Hey guys, I'm Alex.
And I'm Drew.
And today on the Two Man Comic Book Club podcast, episode 100, we're doing our first instance of Alex and Drew rank the MCU. Let's go.
Lightning.
You were still editing these, I would have
lightning,
full faith that
lightning.
You would just make that happen.
So good.
Yeah.
100 episodes.
So this is a super exciting 100th episode of the Two Man Comic Book Club podcast.
Bow, 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 bow.
We need a hype button. Bow, 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 bow.
Whenever I was redoing the sound, the MIDI mapping, I wanted to go through and add some things.
Yeah.
But now it's on the other side of the room so that we can have our full, all three of us here for this dialogue of an episode. So you'll just have to excuse my mouth noises.
Yeah. So if you're listening today, you might notice that this was a double drop day. What's the date? What is today?
Today is January. When it releases, January 31st.
January 31st. Cool. So hit our 100th episode. But you might notice that the lining of the episodes and whatever podcast player you use is a little off. We're going to fix that after this episode.
We're going to shift over to legacy numbering in honor of Marvel. So you are not going to be missing episodes, but this is currently episode 100. Don't pay attention to Apple Podcast numbering. Next episode will be episode 105. According to Apple Podcasts and our numbering, there are no episodes 100, 1, 2, 3, or 4.
In this universe.
Yeah.
We have a lot of cool, exciting things to talk about today. One thing that we've been working on as a side project for the podcast is Alex and Drew rank the MCU.
And Tori, too.
Yeah. It's going to be really cool. We've been watching through the first phase of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and I came up with this quite extravagant Google sheet to kind of give everything a weighted point value, and we are essentially able to go into every one of these things. So we have gut reaction. Tori, could you pan over to the iPad for this one? We have a gut reaction. We have story. We have the video. We have the audio, and then the general effect, all for a grand total. And we were able to kind of agree on a weight system for all of these, and we're going to go through the entirety of the MCU. That includes all the films, all the Disney Plus shows, including What If, and we're going to rank all of these, and then phase by phase, we're going to have a special episode and discuss our scores. There's already been some surprises, even maybe in this episode, one of you can get your phone out, and we can take an average of our scores and get that updated. We'll maybe put that first phase in the Discord for you guys to look over. The coolest part of this, though, is that if you join our Discord, you can have access to this Google Sheet and input your own numbers and rank them, and then we're going to do like a community ranking, so give everybody an average, and you can actually have a legitimate effect on the two-man community's score.
Watch out, Rotten Tomatoes. The two-man Discord collective is coming at you.
Yeah, this is actually the perfect time to announce that we're changing the name to Two Man Tomatoes. It's going to be pretty cool film critic thing only for
superhero films. I say two-man tomatoes. You say two-man tatoes?
Two-man tatoes, that's a deep cut.
Yeah.
For
have I ever talked about man-tatoes?
To me, many a time.
It's my restaurant idea one of these days. The best baked potato you've ever had in your life. One baked potato is a meal for a week.
Have you noticed the theme of a man-tato and the two-man comic book club podcast? And we're all things
what I'm saying there. Is I hate women. I'm just kidding. I love women.
Oh, that's so funny. Anyway, we're gonna jump in. So this might be a slightly shorter episode.
We'll find out.
We'll see what happens. We have a few other things. We're also going to go back and ask some questions that we asked very early
on. First couple episodes, then episode 50. Now we're checking back in. Just kind of the host's
comic checkup.
I was going to say the host post, but that's not what that is.
Host post with the most, yo.
Yeah, it's not me.
Yeah. We are skipping a What Have You Been Reading, Yo, because we are recording this right after the 99th episode where we just finished our month of Spider-Man.
Did I catch a niner in there? I'm really ashamed that we didn't have a niner in that entire episode.
Had a 99er. We just finished our month of Spider-Man, and we are now, if you listened to the last episode, about to jump into a Black History Month where we cover some of the great black characters in Marvel and DC's continuity.
I keep thinking of it as Black Hero-story Month, but I don't know if that's like...
Hero-story.
Hero-story.
I get it.
I don't know if that's like making anybody angry, but that's what I think of it as.
Yeah. We have some cool stories. We capped off our Spidey month with Miles Morales as a nice transition. Great story. Before we jump into our first rankings of the MCU, Drew, where can they find us on social media?
100 episodes now. I can't believe it.
Yes.
If you've listened to even one of them, we would love to hear what you think of it. Join our Discord. The link is in the show notes. If you're watching this on YouTube, link's down in the description. We'd love to get some support on Patreon, patreon.com/2mancomicbookclub with the number 2. Find us on Twitter, 2mancomicbook with the number 2, Instagram, Facebook, just Google, just search 2mancomicbookclub. Shoot us an email, 2mancomicbookclub@gmail.com. I feel like I'm forgetting something, but after 100 episodes, that's bound to happen.
If you Google us, you can find us. You can find me at Alex Wayne Miller. Wayne is W-A-Y-N-E, just like Bruce Wayne, because I am still, after 100 episodes, Batman.
Still Batman.
Drew, where can they find you?
You can find ways to contact me at drewmorrismusic.com. Torrance?
You can friend me on Facebook at Torrance Frankenstein Watkins.
He's not kidding.
I changed my name for Halloween 1 year, years ago, and I don't know how to change it back.
I always wondered about that.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Very funny. Cool. We're going to jump into Alex and Drew Rank the MCU, and this is covering phase one. So in phase one of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, we have Iron Man. This is in release order. Iron Man 1, The Incredible Hulk with Edward Norton. Mm-hmm. Iron Man 2, Thor, Captain America, the First Avenger, and then the Avengers to cap it all off. Cool. So the way this score breaks down is that we have a gut reaction that as soon as we're done watching these films, we have to give it a gut reaction. Now, I set up the formulas within the sheet to where we could just rank it out of 10. Cool. So for our first example, is the iPad still up on the screen? Cool. Switch it over right now. So you can see where I have right here, this immediate ranking after the film is over, I gave Iron Man 1 an 8 out of 10, and then the math worked that out to where that's going to be a 16 out of the 20 points that the gut ranking gives it. Cool, and I'm just going to use the rest of Iron Man as my example. And we have under the story, we have a score for the plot, character development, and you can see in the little parentheses right next to it, like the value for each individual subcaption, world building, representation, continuity. Iron Man ended up getting a 20.75 out of that. And then color, this kind of goes into the video nerd stuff that Drew and I like to hang out in. Color of the video, the composition of the shots, how it was edited together, the costumes, the set design, the CGI. Iron Man for me got a 15.67 out of a total 20 valuable points. This is actually a little bit of how the sausage is made. Early on, we had kind of calibrated this, and the audio was ending up being pretty powerful. Now, while obviously Drew and I and even Tori have like a love for music and the musical background, we kind of were acknowledging like, man, this sound is kind of like changing the ranking pretty significantly.
Yeah, like a movie that we thought was awesome, if the film score wasn't just next
stellar,
like out of this world, it couldn't crack out higher than like 90, 95. So
yeah,
we rebalanced.
Yeah, so we recalibrated. We took, you know, just kind of objectively, I mean, we'll say this several times, this scoring system is not perfect. If anything, it's going to cause a lot of controversial things, but at least it'll be fun to talk about. But we kind of decided like, look, film is first and foremost a visual medium. You know, there's a reason that silent films can't exist. Like you can, while it went, necessarily always be great, you can't have a film without any sound. You can't necessarily have a film without any video. It's a podcast. So we recalibrated the audio just to kind of even things out. The audio still is the heaviest weighted thing on this score. So it still is very powerful. We just nerfed it just a little bit. But anyway, it ended up getting a 6 out of 10 for me in this right here. And then the general effect comes down to the emotional response, the drama in it, the action, the comedy, and then any fan service post-credit scenes.
And for the record, like, we're not saying, like, the rating, like, oh, this was, like, it's possible that Deadpool, even though it's not MCU, And Iron Man could receive very comparable comedy rankings because sure. we're not ranking like, oh man, this was the funniest thing I've ever seen. Where it's like the comedy that was in the film, how was it executed?
Right.
At least that's how I'm approaching it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So all of that will come out. I'm not going to scroll over yet. So I don't want you to all see my grand totals just yet because we want to have a little bit of surprise and discussion. But I think the best way for us to go through this, Tori, if you can switch back to us, will be to discuss our gut reaction and then what our grand total ended up being and how close it was to that gut reaction mathematically. And then we'll just kind of go from there. What were some surprises that you thought maybe just off your gut ranking that this would be higher, and then it ended up not quite ranking as high as you thought. And then just for a base calibration, we went ahead and while we were doing this, Hawkeye was wrapping up and No Way Home came out for the phase one. We went ahead and put in scores for those, even though we will rewatch them and rescore them appropriately just to kind of give a high-end thing because, spoiler alert, one of the low-end films is in this phase one, I think, for most of us across the board. So that kind of gives us a calibration, if you will, to be able to think, okay, here's our range of where we're kind of playing in. I will say that several things that were pretty close for all of us, but they did result in like different ranking systems, like just a few points skewed here and there definitely changed the order.
And off topic, I do want to say, I'm sorry for some electrical interference we're having with this. We're in a different setup so that we can have all three of us talking. And for whatever reason, that means microphone cables are running alongside power cables. And if you hear a little, I'm sorry about that.
Yep. We'll try to do better in the future. Okay. So let's
back our Patreon and we can get a studio space.
Right. Let's talk Iron Man 1, the one that started it all. What did you all give this? Should we do the total or the out of 10 score?
What do you mean?
For the gut reaction. Like, so did let's we just, mention let's the just total
say,
of everything?
Let's just say out of 10.
Okay.
It's easier to quantify that way.
Okay, that's fine. So out of 10, what did you guys give the gut reaction for Iron Man 1?
7.5.
I gave it an 8.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good film. And part of me is sad that I didn't give it higher, but, you know, I was trying to think in context of what I was, you know, all kinds of things.
So. Yeah, maybe it's also important to say, like, I mean, really, there's zero chance that I won't go through and watch every single one of these films many times in my life throughout, even after we finish this ranking. Even the bad ones are, like, have some redeeming qualities.
Yes, absolutely.
So we're not here to dog on any of them, but the goal of this was to have a winner at the end of it. Like, here's the two-man winner for the best MCU film.
And even creation. Be able to go through and be like, I thought the best plot was this movie.
Right.
I thought the best film score was this movie.
Right. Yeah, so how does your gut reaction rank compared to what you actually gave it?
My gut typically ends up higher, I feel like. My gut for Iron Man was 7.5. My final score was 67.7.
Cool.
Grand total.
A similar thing that happened to me, I ended up, even though I gave it an 8, it ended up with a 74, which is, you know, mathematically about 5 points lower than where my gut was. And that's based on the things that, you know, we put in there. I will say I'm very curious, even still, this music ranking. It has I gave it a 4 for the score because it's just so much just like rock and roll. Like, that's it. You know, they kind of, while I get it, they're doing the Iron Man and all that stuff, but it just didn't quite.
Yeah, it's my lowest
anything musically for
lowest
me.
Film score anywhere. And by the way, I'll say I don't think I'm using quite as much of the sheet as Alex does. Like, I some of the lowest things I give is like a 5 or a 4.5 on anything.
Oh, I go so, way lower than that on anyway, some things. Yeah.
I think Torrance, where did your final end up with Iron Man?
69.
Nice.
So your total ended up lower. Okay.
So wait, yours was where? 67?
Oh, mine was lower too. Yeah, 67. So apparently I have ranked Iron Man lower than anybody.
Yes. So I had it quite a bit higher than they did. But again, we're going to be able to take the averages of these just and then look at the two-man score. And that's where we'll like really quantify. Here's our collective ranking of things. Mm-hmm. So about a 5 to 7 point swing for all of us, I think.
Yeah,
when it comes down to it. What did you guys have for The Incredible Hulk? This is one that I still think is going to end up at the very bottom when we're all set.
See, this is what I was saying. I'm not using quite as much of the sheet, I guess, because I gave it a 6.
You gave it a 6 out of 10. I gave it a 3.5 out of 10.
I gave it a 4.
Wow. Yeah. So I think overall, the composer in me who's always worried about people critiquing my stuff and just be like not liking it or whatever. I think that tempers my responses sometimes, because I'm like, I'm looking for the good in things.
Yeah.
And it has to be really bad for me when I give it, you know, a 5 or below.
Yeah, I kind of use that. I feel similar ways because, you know, I also dabble in the creative arts. I kind of use my chance to give them brownie points for what they did do well. Like, for instance, I don't believe I gave a 10 to anything on Iron Man, but I actually did hand out my first 10 in the Hulk, and that was under the general effect and the action, because for sure the action in that film is just like nonstop. I mean, you get to see this incredible power in the Hulk. And honestly, it was strong. I think the CGI, I also gave a pretty good score. Where was that at? Yeah, I gave it an 8 out of 10, the CGI, because they were able to make the Hulk. Like, this was 2008. Mm-hmm. It's not quite Thanos level good in Endgame, but it was solid. There were definitely good aspects. Where it fell dry for me was the story. Like, the plot wasn't that great. The character development was butterscotch for me. Like, it just kind of, the whole thing is Bruce trying to run around and find a cure, essentially. And by the end of it,
we're right back where we started. Exactly,
you know,
where we started.
Like, it didn't move anywhere in that thing. And then also, this one was pretty low for representation. It was a lot of white dudes running around. Mm-hmm. And
there was one green dude.
There was a green dude, you know, which
I don't think that counts, because underneath he was a white dude.
Right. Anyway.
What'd your total end up being for?
My total for...
Or did we ask... Did you say what your... Stories. Your sorry.
Yeah, I said I was a 4.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. My total, even though I ranked it as a 3.5, ended up as a 49.6. So it actually went higher.
My total ended up lower with a 58.1.
Yeah, okay. So just under 10 points spread.
I got a 50.9.
Okay, so Tori and I were pretty close on that one. And then also I gave it a 1 for emotional response and a 1 for comedy as well. Like, it just didn't have any beats of, like, making me laugh.
I guess there were more things that made me laugh, because I ended up with a 6 in comedy. I can't remember why now, but I remember there being a few things that I did think were funny, apparently. It's among the lowest of the comedy score for me.
Yeah, cool. So that one for sure, I mean, there's a pretty massive spread there of 25 points for me between Iron Man 1 and The Incredible Hulk. Yeah. So I don't anticipate many will get that low for me moving forward.
Yeah.
That being said, it does have some like continuity scores. Mm-hmm. We get a cool post-credits scene of Tony Stark at the very end walking in to a bar where General Thunderbolt Ross is there having a drink. And that's the first time that we saw like, oh,
so far
there's a crossover right there.
So far, General Thunderbolt Ross, the worst dad in the MCU.
Yeah. We need to have a dad caption.
Yeah.
How are the dads in this film? And then a subcategory for dad bods. How does that rank? Cool. I'm not going to go first on this one. Tori, what did you have for your gut reaction for Iron Man 2?
I gave it an 8.
Me too.
I also gave it an 8.
Hey.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Consensus straight across. This one surprised me.
Yeah, me too. I thought I remembered not liking this film, but whenever I went through the categories, it surprised me.
Yeah, so I think I'm assuming all of us had a similar outcome. Mm-hmm. When I went through, I've always thought like, yeah, Iron Man 1 is my favorite Iron Man film.
Me too.
Now, I'm an Iron Man fan.
Yeah.
Well, we haven't watched 3 yet. It's actually the first film of Phase 2 that we'll be watching when we do the next episode. I thought for sure that was going to be the low one. 2 would be down there, and then... 1 for sure was going to be up there. But this one, you know, I'll just jump straight to it. I gave it an 8 out of 10, and it had a 78.7. And
wow, that was about 4 points difference.
Yeah.
Because mine was an 8, but my grand total ended up 71.4. So once again, I've got about 4 points up from Iron Man. Mm-hmm. There were just like certain elements that I just thought delivered. What about you?
Sorry, I wasn't ready.
You're good?
My final score was 70.03, repeating.
Okay, cool. So, wait, that was from an 8 before?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, awesome. So, This one had some great comedy moments. This is one of the highest ranked comedy ones. There's like a lot. I mean,
it's my highest ranked comedy score from phase one.
Part of this is also just RDJ, right?
Like yeah.
Robert Downey Jr.
He really came into the Iron Man that we expect.
Yeah.
The Tony Stark that we expect. I mean,
now this also like, for sure, if you're familiar at all with like one of the most iconic Iron Man stories is Demon in a Bottle, where it's like one of the first instances of a comic book superhero character like having to deal with a real life form of addiction. And what's impressive is that to this day, Iron Man still has addiction issues in 2022 Iron Man comics. Like it's a real thing that's acknowledged frequently, and they kind of like, you know, they get some more fan service credit and some just comic reference stuff for that in general for me. The action was great. What else did I score well? The sound design, you know, Marvel's still fine tuning, but like just the intricacies of like Tony's suit and the metallic clinking as it comes together, the sound of his repulsor beams, stuff like that. Costume, I mean, bias, but I gave it a 9 out of 10 because I can't not like it. And then also the design of Whiplash, super cool. The thing when he's on the track in Monaco and he's like whipping the things around, super cool moment. The color grading with this one was really nice. This was the first one I kind of pushed it up a little bit. It had like really nice cinematic warm tones, and I like the contrast of it a lot. This one was just a strong one for me. It worked out. It didn't score higher in every single category.
It was just
than Iron Man 1, but more of them were higher.
It was like a marching band that comes in and doesn't win any captions, but then wins the thing because they were second in every caption.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a good comparison. Cool. Drew, what did you start us off with? Thor.
I've always been a Thor fan. Mm-hmm. Well, since the MCU. Other than Spider-Man, I hold him as being my favorite. And so there's certain people, like there were weaknesses of this film for sure, but I enjoyed it. My gut reaction was a 7.5, tying it with Iron Man for gut.
I gave it a 6.5, one point below that. Tori, what did you give it?
I had the lowest score of 6.
Okay, cool. So just under mine. I will say, while this one didn't hit on all the high notes, and you know we'll get into this later once we eventually get to phase three, and watch Ragnarok, somehow these films like have this weird arc of like middle down and then shoot through the roof up, like when we get to Ragnarok. It's a weird trajectory for a trilogy of films. Yeah. I will say this was the winner of my world building score up to this
absolutely.
Point.
Like, because
this is the first time we get into
we went beyond the world.
Yeah.
So
like
yeah,
not huge. Just barely into space, but like into other worlds like completely. So lots of world building points here. The color was great on this one. Costume design gave this also a 9 out of 10. Notice that you'll see a theme where like two completely different films can score the same in the same caption just for different reasons. Set design was great, getting to see all these like majestic Asgardian temples and castles. Sound design was pretty good. Like
I can't remember
the first one that didn't quite like just rely on pop music or rock tunes.
Yeah, it had my highest film score so far.
Yeah. Let's see, what did I have here? The emotional response, there was some decent character development. I remember that. I mean, we're talking maybe the highest one so far just because of the nature of the story, right? Like Thor has to become worthy in order to wield the hammer again eventually. But so after a 6.5, it ended up as, this was probably my closest one yet, it was a 66.9.
I forgot what mine was. Oh, so I went from a 7.5 gut to a 70.45.
Okay, so also relatively close.
So
it's the same margin of error.
It still ended up higher than Iron Man 1 by
right,
my ranking.
Which is a big surprising, right?
Yeah.
So it didn't go there for me, but according to this, like Thor is higher for Drew's ranking, which is totally fine.
Yeah.
Like we knew that
I didn't expect that. Like if you look at my, before we ever started, we should have run down our list of before we ever started.
Oh yeah.
Thor was not higher than Iron Man based on my memory, but whenever I went through caption by caption, it ended up higher. Torrance, what about you?
Mine got a 61.3.
Okay, so you had that one lower than me. Oh, yours was pretty close then too, right? It's out of 6?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So mine was real close to my gut reaction.
Cool. This next one might have been the most surprising one to me.
Yeah.
I've always described to people for Captain America the First Avenger that this is like a necessary yet slightly dull origin story. Mm-hmm. I've always thought of it that way. This is definitely not the first time that I'd seen this, or even the second or third.
I think I saw Avengers before I saw Captain America. Nice. Before I saw Captain America.
Yeah.
I may have even made it all the way to Civil War before I saw this first one. I don't know how it happened, but I just remember whenever I decided I want to go through and rewatch this, yeah. I already had a familiarity with where Captain goes.
Right.
So I knew kind of his heart. Mm-hmm. And then that grenade scene, like, I was just yes. like, oh, okay. Captain America means a lot more to me in retrospect than I think it would have if I'd watched this first Avenger.
Right.
When it happened in release.
What did you give it for your gut reaction?
My gut was 8.2.
I gave it a 7.5.
Torrance?
Seven.
Okay. Seven.
So I'm the nicest regular Simon among this. Cowell over here. So, yeah.
I did give the plot an 8.5, which ties for the highest one so far. Also, some world-building scores for different
yeah.
reasons.
Yeah.
I didn't quite give it as much credit as like Thor or something like that.
But it enriches the history of Earth.
Yes.
A lot.
Up until this point, it also tied for like one of my highest continuity scores. We unknowingly get our first mm-hmm. experience with an Infinity Stone.
Yeah.
And with hindsight, which we're not like necessarily ranking like a full arc of like where we know this goes, but it's also ridiculous for us to try to just pretend something isn't what we know yeah. it is in the moment after we've seen it. Excuse me. Color, composition, edit, costume, all of this scored really high for me. And I think this is where a lot of its points come out. For me, the lowest score I handed out in all of the video section was an 8 out of 10. Excuse me. And then also the score was also great for me mm-hmm. for this one as well.
I think it tied for... Oh, no. Well, so far, yes.
Yes. And then same thing for the action, the emotional response, and even the post-credits fan service. All worked out to give me a 74.4, which is higher than Iron Man 1, which if you were to ask me, which of those films do I like better?
Yeah.
I still don't know that it's not Iron Man 1, but the fact that overall, if I break it down and like look at each element, the math kind of works out to where it's definitely pretty close to tied for me, I guess.
Yeah. So my gut was 8.2, and just like most of these others, my gut seems to be nicer than my caption-based scoring because my final score ended up 69.7.
Nice.
So quite a big swing for me from that. So I don't know if that means I need to check my gut or if I need to be more realistic with my caption scoring. Torrance?
Well, my gut was 7 and my overall ended up being 67.
Okay, so you were close. I actually got really close. This was 2 in a row, and I'm not trying to do this, but I was within a point and a half or so of my gut reaction being I got a 66.9. So, 74.4 after saying a 7.5. The final film of the first phase is The Avengers, where it all comes together. And this one also surprised me in just how much I thought like I would give it a decent score, but it got pretty high. And I think now I can't imagine a ton of them are going to beat this just, you know, off my reactions.
It ended up the highest of my gut so far with an 8.75.
I give it a 9.
Yeah.
I gave it an 8.5. That was also the highest gut reaction that
yes,
I had.
Same. I was surprised. I've always liked the Avengers, but like when you're going back and watching these with such a critical eye, I mean, and looking for the mm-hmm. things that are on the sheet here, like you find a lot of them here. So plot is great.
Yep.
Character development was the highest one for me here because we start seeing these characters like actually move somewhere in the like greater MCU, mm-hmm. which landed for me. World building, I handed out my second 10 this time because mm-hmm. it kind of exploded here as far as like several Infinity Stones, many characters traversing many different films and series, and it was just you can't really ignore how much world building this one did. Continuity also scored that pretty high. The video stuff scored really high for me here. The score here hit my highest one yet was a 9.5 because we get so many iconic little musical motifs that will be in the very most recent films.
I was more critical. Mine got a 7.75 for score, but that mm-hmm. was still my highest score so far.
Yeah. I guess it's the nostalgia of a lot of that. And then most of the response was great. I gave it action another 10 out of 10 just for mm-hmm. all the cool like team up stuff, like getting to see like Iron Man shoot his pulse reactor off of Cap's shield into mm-hmm. an enemy kind of pole player style, or like, you know, Thor, you know, throwing his hammer at the shield or things like that. Just there's some cool stuff. Oh, yeah. The thing where they're riding that big Leviathan thing, Cap like slams his shield into its back and Thor like lightning hammers down into it to crack the shield all the way through it. Oh, so cool. And then fan service was great. And this one ended up at an 86.3, which was a little bit lower, but less than half a point off of what my gut reaction was.
So my gut was 8.75?
Yes.
8.75, and my final score ended up 75.775. So once again, my gut is nicer than my critic.
Yeah.
Torrance?
Yeah, my final score was 77, which was a little low. That's what's interesting. It's because I had that was the highest rated gut reaction that I had, but then it, Iron Man 2 overall won.
Oh, really? Out of all of I don't them. Know if I knew that.
That was your first Iron Man 2?
Yeah.
Let's go. So okay, so let's what were your top three in order for Phase 1?
You want to go?
Yeah, I can go first. So Avengers finished first, which surprised me. I thought Iron Man would. Iron Man 2 finished second, and then not even in my top three. I did not have Iron Man. Captain America, the first Avenger, finished third for me. That's a surprising top three for me in Phase 1.
My top three ended up being Avengers, number one, Iron Man 2, number two, uh-huh. and Thor, number three.
Yeah. I think the most interesting one is that, so we had all three had Iron Man 2 in our top three. You had it first. We had it second, both of us. Yeah. That film is kind of a controversial one. And like when people talk about
it. I've heard people just talk about the only thing good about it was Sam, what's his face?
Yeah. The recasting.
Rockwell.
Oh,
Rockwell.
Yeah. Sam Rockwell, who is great in that, by the way. I love Sam Rockwell.
What was your top three?
My top three was Iron Man 2 at number one, then Avengers, then Iron Man 1.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, I'm most surprised by the placement of Iron Man 2 so high for all of us, especially, I mean, I for sure thought it would be, like, near the bottom, honestly.
I thought I remembered that movie just being slow and dragging on and being like, all right, when's something's going to happen? But whenever I was sitting there watching it and actually really being invested in it, I was just like, there was maybe one slow spot that I felt, and it just pushed me on the rest of the way. So I don't know. I ended up higher than expected.
I've got it at a 78.7. I don't think that a ton of films are going to be way higher than that going through. Like, I mean, maybe I'll be surprised. Like I'm, you know, one that I keep thinking about when I'm like comparing things, like wondering where it's going to be. I keep thinking, I wonder where Ant-Man will be, you know, like just, it's a different flavor of movie. And we've kind of discussed like also like, how do you compare, for instance, Guardians of the Galaxy and Captain America Winter Soldier, where Winter Soldier is kind of like this spy espionage action thriller.
We're going to find out in Phase 2 because they're back to back.
Right. And then Guardians of the Galaxy is like this buddy cop space drama thing, you know, like they're pretty different films, and being able to like put these things to them, it's all just kind of a perspective thing. So super interesting results for Phase 1. I'd be very curious if you have been in the Discord and following along what your scores are. Post those, let us know, like tweet at us, whatever it is. Like, we just want to know, compare them to ours. Let's see. I guess it probably would be a waste of time to do the averages in real time on this podcast. I'll find the averages of those and I'll put them in the Discord so you can go find those there if you're curious, like what our collective top six. There were six films in the first phase. We'll lay out the first six from our averages and we'll put it in the Discord and see how you guys compare. We truly are interested. We're not going to post the Discord's scores, like our fans' collective scores or our listeners, until there's enough of them to where we can like average them out and not let just like, oh yeah, this one person is representing the entire Discord. So get in there, do that, rank these with us. I know some of you have, I've talked to, I think Rodney's doing it, and I imagine Shane will do it as well. Cool. Any other thoughts on Phase 1? Any surprises? Anything?
No. I mean, I'm just still trying to figure this out because like if my high score so far is a 75 and I thought Avengers was a really solid film, then I don't know. I'm wondering if I'm going to be the rogue that completely throws off the curve with everything.
I mean, as long as you're consistent.
I mean, I feel like I'm consistent with myself, but I'm consistent in the top half of the thing as opposed to the full thing. So...
Right. So maybe Tori and I will bring your scores down.
Yeah.
And that's just how it'll work out. Because Tori even trends a little lower than I do.
That's the beauty of averages. Like, I think the three of us might look one way, but once we start averaging it with the Discord community, the two-man community, I bet you we're going to get some really interesting numbers.
Yeah.
So
I'm excited for Phase 2. There are a ton of very solid films. So just so you know what we'll be watching in the upcoming weeks, we try to get at least one of these a week. I think 1 week we knocked out two. So we'll be watching Iron Man 3 next. Then Thor Dark World, which I'm very interested to see where that one ends up, because that one is, some people like that one less than The Incredible Hulk. Captain America Winter Soldier, some people regard that as their favorite MCU film. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1, also regarded as several people's favorite MCU film. And then we close out with Age of Ultron and Ant-Man. So pretty heavy packed Phase 2 films that we're going to be ranking coming soon. This was a lot of fun, by the way. I kept like being really anxious to get in and watch more of these films and see how they compared.
But we're trying to keep it like, all right, let's make it to where people want to. They can watch it with us in like one a week. So
yep.
By the way, I mean, do you like that? Do you like us going one a week, or would you prefer us to do some marathon stretches and get this thing knocked out? Just let us know in the Discord.
Yeah, it's going to get real tricky once we get into Phase 4 because we're doing the TV series as well. So it's like, all right, let's watch 6 hours of WandaVision and keep it all in our heads. Yes. So that might actually have to be some marathon Saturdays.
Yeah.
Like, all right, we're going to just do it. Anyway, that was a lot of fun. Tweet at us. Let us know what your scores were. What did you think about our scores? Are you kind of pissed off right now that Iron Man 2 was so high? Let us know about it so we can debate. Debate me, cowards.
Cool. Well, if that's it, any other Phase 1 comments?
Nope, none for me.
Nope.
Cool. Then how about we move on to something I'm excited about? First two episodes of this, Alex and I quizzed each other questions of, you know, just your typical favorite things. Mm-hmm. And then once we hit 50, we asked Torrance those questions, and then we checked in with ours. By the way, I haven't gone back to check any of those, so I don't know how things are going to change, but I know that at least some of mine did. So we're just going to do that again. Maybe we'll do this every 50 episodes.
Yeah.
So I'll just ask these, and you can go into it.
I'm looking at some of them now, and I can't remember what I answered
before. I mean, but that's fine. That's fine. I'm going to ask a question, and then we can each take as much or as little time as we want. Oh, I like the random space. Yeah. What is yo-er? So anyway, let's start with the first one. What is your favorite super? Who is your favorite superhero?
I'm still a big old Iron Man fan. Still.
Nice.
Yep.
Spider-Man all the
way. Nice.
Yes. Which Spider-Man?
Oh.
Oh, you know what? It's becoming Miles Morales.
Oh, hey.
Very cool.
I like that. Yeah, he's awesome. Yeah,
I get it. He's up there for me.
In a lot of ways, favorite. I think I do. I think he might be. I might have more. Let me. Words is hard.
Words be hard.
I think I might like him more than Peter Parker
Miles
as well.
Miles Morales is new to me, I am enjoying it. I definitely was way more familiar with Peter Parker, but
sure. And not, I mean, that's not to diminish Peter's character at all. Like, he's very interesting and still around and relevant, but
Well, mine is Superman.
Still Supes.
I mean, I read Death of Superman, and in a lot of ways, it confirmed that for me.
You've read a ton of Superman.
Like, I have read a ton. Yeah, I've read 2018 to present. I've read All Star. I've read Death of Superman and a bunch of other random ones. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, there's a lot of people who would, you know, just like, do not like Superman at all or whatever.
I'll say he's grown on me.
Yeah.
I started off with reservations to him, or at least having trouble finding him interesting.
Who's more powerful than him? Who's more capable than him in DC?
Yeah,
but that's not the part. It's the humanity, even though he's not human. That always strikes out to me. So anyway, yeah, he's still my favorite. Who knows? One of these days that may change, but as of now, he's still my favorite.
Yeah, I also had some like confirmations of the character, several moments, just like confirming why I like Iron Man. He's like this weird contradiction of like, he is a little bit, like, it's funny, we laugh at it, but if we knew somebody like this in real life and they weren't a superhero, we'd be like, God, that guy's a prick. Like, get away from me. But the fact that he does have just a few moments of humanity to like show that he truly does care, and he's thinking about it. We saw some instance of it in our last episode of Miles Morales in the crossover for Civil War II. Like, he's having like in-depth thoughts and like wants people's perspective because he cares, and he's also a realist, but he's also a futurist, and he's thinking 30 steps ahead of everybody else. And at the end of the day, he really does just want to help, even if in his mind he's aware of how brilliant he is, and it's frustrating to him that people can't keep up. And, you know, it's just a very interesting mixing pot of characteristics that I find compelling in the character.
Cool. So moving on to the next one. Who's your favorite villain?
Man, I keep going back and forth. This is a harder one. I still think Magneto.
Yeah, he's a good one.
I think I entered this last time, if I remember correctly. Magneto's a very interesting villain to me.
What do you think, Torrance?
I think Magneto is what I said last time, too, and it's still the same.
Yeah.
See, I think he's definitely my favorite Marvel. Mm-hmm. There's just something about him, probably because he was like the first larger than life villain that I got on the big screen,
right?
The X-Men movies in 2000. Yeah. Anyway, but I think I always answer Joker, just because, and I, after reading, The Dark Knight Returns and seeing that thing, like Joker killed himself because Batman couldn't do it, just to make people think that Batman killed Joker.
Right.
And
it was imperfect.
So like, there's just so much twistedness with Joker that, I mean, and I haven't even read a ton of Joker, but like, I think of the various on-screen portrayals of him and some of the stuff I've read, he's just, it doesn't get much more twisted.
Yeah. Than, he's definitely iconic Joker. Too. Right. Yeah, I mean, like there's a, you know, if you start listing, we listed a last episode, top three, well-known superheroes, and it was Spider-Man, Batman, and Superman, right? If you list supervillains, I not only think people will say Joker, but they'll start having trouble thinking of other villains.
Yeah.
I think like right at the top of their head. Like they'll just say Joker and then have to think for a minute.
Yeah.
You know, he's pretty iconic.
All right, moving on. Your favorite superhero theme song soundtrack motive?
That has changed since the last time. The Avengers... That... Every time that pops up, and it's changed in the sense because that happens in Endgame. Yeah. No, Infinity War, sorry. Whenever Wanda and Vision are running from the Black Order and Cap and Scarlet and Sam show up, and that's like theme is playing in the background, it gave me vibrating chills all over my body. Just such a cool theme. And they introduced it in Avengers. Pretty cool.
Are we pulling this from anything?
Yeah, anything.
Okay, because I think definitely the X-Men cartoon.
That's a class.
Yeah.
One of the best ever.
Good answer.
Yeah. Mine's I'm Johnny One Note over here, but the Superman, John Williams Superman theme. Anytime it comes up, like I can't help but think back to all the amazing memories I have of it. Yeah. Like growing up watching the Christopher Reeve movies, then buying tickets to the closest IMAX 3D theater anywhere to go see Superman Returns when it came out, and that same music comes scrolling across with the all this stuff, and I'm just like tearing up at the theme. Right. And then whenever I watch Smallville, and they finally use that theme whenever Clark is finally becoming Superman, and I'm just like a weeping baby. You know, I'm bummed that they don't utilize it in the new ones, but I understand why. You know,
sure,
but that's the one for me. It will always be the one.
It's funny that you brought up Smallville because I almost said the Remy Zero.
Save me. Yeah, and then they even make a cameo at the end of the first season.
Do they really?
At the prom, they're the band at the prom. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
I think it's the first season. It's during the tornado. All right. I know this one has changed for me. Favorite story arc?
This one, I don't remember what I answered, but I'd be surprised if it wasn't this. The Secret Wars Marvel event is just incredible.
I think
incredible.
That might be what you said, yeah.
Yeah. It's so good.
So good.
Yeah.
I have to come back to me. Come back to me.
So I have to cop out a little bit. I always used to answer Death of Superman. And it was, but no, that's not how I'm copping out. Yeah. I'm copping out by saying, I have like three or four that I can't pick between. Mm-hmm. Dark Knight Returns.
Really good.
Matt Fraction Hawkeye run.
Really good.
Death of Superman. And Saga.
Oh, yeah.
And Preacher, actually. So,
oh, wow.
Like all of those like have different reasons that if you put a gun to my head, I know that's very morbid, I don't know if I could answer. I would probably just give the cop-out answer of Death of Superman. But seriously, like... Dark Knight Returns hit me. Like, I was like, that is a story. It changes things. But also Hawkeye. Like, I just love that story so much. Maybe that one wouldn't get the first place because I did stop reading it after like 12 the first time.
Right.
It didn't grip me so much that I kept reading. I forgot about it. But then when I came back, I was just like, oh, everything connects. Everything connects. But Saga enthralled me to where I just read all of them one after another when I bought the trades.
Right.
And then, like I said, I've spent a couple weeks binging my way through Preacher, and it's just so good in so many different reasons.
You know what's crazy is that you must have been like high on comic books recently because you've read all of those very recently.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like all your recent stuff is in your top.
Yeah.
Your very top.
It is. Ever since we covered, because I've been working on Death of Superman since, well, in the all of those came in the last 6 months. Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool. I almost, not almost, Secret War is still definitively my favorite, but Mr. Miracle by Tom King and Mitch Gerards is incredible. Definitely probably a close second for me.
So the cartoon, I'm sure that there was also a comic run of this, so you can probably educate me, but the Clone Saga from Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah. That's a massive Spider-Man.
I've never read that one.
Yeah. They're actually covering that on Where I'm At, and I've gone backwards on my Marvelous year. I think that's in the early, it's like 82 or something like that, 81, 82.
Well, then I've heard them. I think I'm on 87 with them right now. So.
Yeah. Clone Saga is a very significant Spider-Man event, so good pull.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. What is your kryptonite?
I believe last time I answered cheeseburgers, and yeah, that is the right. Same.
Torrance?
It's kryptonite.
Accurate.
All right. That's the end of the podcast.
Right.
I can't top that. It's good. I don't know what mine is. Mine is lower back pain.
Wow. Yeah. Showing your age.
Yeah. Moving on. I just like that. Let's leave it at kryptonite and lower back pain and cheeseburgers. If you could pick any superpower to have, what would it be?
This has not changed for me, and I doubt it ever will. Teleportation a la Nightcrawler.
Yeah,
man, pretty great. Come on. I'd be rich, right? When we talked about the, didn't I go on a
Oh,
a
yeah, rant? You'd be a villain.
I'd be a villain with teleportation, but I'd be really rich.
I think this is a cop-out one, but I really like invincibility. Yeah. I'd like to stub my toe and just be able to shrug it off.
Yeah. Like destroys whatever thing you stubbed it on.
Right. Well, that's the thing is like it doesn't have to be super strength.
Sure. Yeah. I guess that's right. Like
it just like
won't die.
Impervious to
destruction. Kind of like Luke Cage, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
But he's super strong too. His skin. I don't know. I feel like mine has changed a little bit. There is one thing like I would love if I could fly like Superman, I would do that all the time. I would never use a car. But I think actually what I would opt for is control over time for the sake of financial freedom. So like whether that means I'm able to like go back in time and make some wise, but very, you know, like not so. Like I don't want to become Lex Luthor running the world. I want to be like just enough of, I want to go back and invest in Microsoft at 11 and just live off of my dividends. And then I could, that way I could be like, hey, Alex, hey, Torrance, I bought us a studio this week.
Yeah.
And we just get to just relax and I can write my music. My wife can stay at home with a pumpkin and just snuggle our cat. That's what I would like. I just control over time with the ultimate pursuit being financial freedom.
I kind of said the same thing, just teleportation for financial freedom.
Yeah, yeah.
My means of getting it are a little more aggressive than yours.
Yeah.
I would be
a one and done
thief.
Or not one and done. Yeah. Many and done.
One and done once a day.
Yeah.
Yeah, a daily one and done.
All right. This is one I think it'd be tough to change, but our mundane superpower.
It's the same.
Captain 166.
Yep.
I've got Nostradamus, my being able about.
I always forget the name.
About half the time. My nose itches before somebody says the word process.
I can't remember what mine was last
time. Oh, yours was aggressively disruptive snoring.
Snoring, yeah.
That's right.
That's right.
Okay, yeah, that's still the same.
Still good?
Right.
All right. And the last one. I don't know if we actually asked this one. I can't remember. So this might be new. If you could take any two fandoms and collapse them together to create one new universe, what would it be? My examples were combining Star Trek with The Days of Our Lives. I don't know why I picked that. Or Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Frasier.
This might have changed, or this could have been an answer last time that I freaked out about. But mine, no shot it's anything else, is Law & Order MCU.
Oh, yeah.
Still has... like
Dun-dun.
I need to see... Jennifer Walters, aka She-Hulk, and Matt Murdock going at it in a courtroom, defending like some crooked villains, some hammerhead in there. You know, he just killed somebody, and it gets really heated. And somebody throws a brick through the window and Daredevil catches it because he's a really good lawyer. Law and Order MCU, take all of my money to make that, which admittedly is not very much money.
Just recently, I've been binge watching Supernatural. So I think I would take Supernatural and X-Men. That they just seem to have
interesting
some crossover.
I'd watch that.
Yeah,
I've only seen like one episode of Supernatural though, so maybe I'm just like, there's X-Men in it. I guess I'll watch it.
You know, I'm the one that wrote the question out, and I don't really have an answer.
Superman and Preacher.
I don't think I would not want to live in the Preacher world.
We're living there. Yeah.
I would say Adventure Time.
Oh.
And I don't know, Star Wars.
All right.
Just want to see Yoda show up in the Ice King's palace and just see what happens.
Yeah, very cool.
So that's our 100 episode check-in. I think we got one more thing. This was a fan request.
Oh, God.
So, or do we have anything else? Because this may be something that...
Here, I can mark these down. I'm going to unplug this.
Okay. So we asked for some 100 episode things, and we got but one response. I'm going to try not to take that personal. So Shane requested...
He's so ridiculous.
He was like, how quickly can we come up with 100 superheroes and villains? Yeah. So
we're going to have to go to a pace that I can mark these accurately.
Now, that's not 100 superheroes and 100 villains.
No,
just okay. A combination total. Of.
At least that's how I'm interpreting it. I was going to try to pull up a timer.
Is there a clock app?
Why don't I have that just readily available?
You can swipe it down. Clock, stopwatch, timer.
Stopwatch. Okay. So are you just going to...
Yeah, I'm just going to tally.
Okay.
Hold on.
All right.
My eraser. Can I go a little bigger? Object eraser. All right. Ready?
Are you erasing now? Oh, okay. That's fancy.
Yeah.
You know, see, he's got a fancy Apple Pencil.
Yeah.
Mine is but the original Apple Pencil.
But the pencil. Okay. Are you clicking start?
I will click start. And, actually, how do we want to do this? Are we just going to yell them out? Or are we going to try to be like...
A calmly...
down the. You want to just like one after another?
Go around and whoever runs out of one...
Okay, okay.
Okay, cool.
Cool. You want to go first?
Sure.
All right. And we are starting now.
Spider-Man.
Keep going.
No, I thought we were going.
I thought you were going to go. Okay. Can we stop to reassess this? The first one is Spider-Man, and we will say that took us 3 seconds. I thought you meant you were going to go.
We would each go like Spider-Man, Superman, Batman. Whoever, and then whoever runs out of one is out. Make a game out of it.
Oh, so okay. Like eventually we can't anymore. Okay, I think we'll still be able to do it.
Okay, all right. You think you're right?
Okay,
I'm just going to go. You'll. Just for the sake of this, say Spider-Man.
Okay.
Now that I know the rules. And we are starting again now.
Spider-Man.
Superman.
Batman.
Luke Cage.
Wonder Woman.
Iron Man.
Jessica Jones.
Miles. Wait, did somebody say Miles Morales?
No.
Miles Morales.
Wonder Woman.
I said Wonder Woman.
Oh, Joker.
Okay.
Riddler.
Mr. Freeze.
Magneto.
I almost said a bad word. I can't be out.
No, there's no
SCG. Nightcrawler.
Superboy.
Superdog.
What's his name?
Kryptonite.
Drop the N.
Crypto.
There you go.
Star-Lord.
Supergirl.
Poison Ivy.
The Vision.
Robin.
Wanda Maximoff.
Flash.
The other Robin.
Quicksilver.
That's
25, by the way.
Black Cat.
The other Robin.
You don't say their names. Okay. Dick Grayson and Tom.
Tim Grayson. Or Dick Grayson, Tim Drake. Damian Wayne.
Okay, Mr. Freeze?
I said Mr. Freeze.
Oh, Aquaman.
Iron Man?
I already said him.
Oh, War Machine. Thank you.
Bad Boy. Wasn't there? Yeah, okay. I have a comic book that has a cover, Superboy and Bat Boy, both diving into a pool.
How they said Bad Boy.
Bat Boy.
Okay. Professor X.
Gambit.
Doomsday.
Wolverine.
Cyclops.
Mixel Pitlick.
Gold Balls.
Rogue.
Toad.
The Blob.
Jubilee.
Has anybody said Dazzler?
No.
Dazzler.
Sorry, it's my turn. Barbara Gordon.
The guy, Aquaman.
He already said Aquaman.
Oh, man. Aquaman's dad.
That doesn't count.
Jarvis doesn't count.
Maybe. Actually, I've seen Jarvis punch somebody.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
And then in that case, Alfred.
Yep. The Human Target.
Am I out? Because this is the second time I've struggled.
No, it's fine. We're at 46.
I'm looking around the room desperately. Yeah. Miss Marvel.
Which one?
The Kamala. What's her?
Kamala Khan?
Yeah.
Swamp Thing.
Black Bolt. I forgot to mark two of them.
Shazam.
Uh-huh.
Man Thing.
Yep. Medusa.
Beast.
Batmite.
Black Tom Cassidy.
Falcon.
Yep.
Harley Quinn.
The calendar? Calendar Man?
Calendar Man, right?
From Batman?
I don't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, Rat Catcher.
Nice.
Is it Mr. Manhattan or Dr. Manhattan?
Dr. Manhattan. Rat Catcher 2.
Peacemaker.
Stilt Man.
Nice. The Stick.
Raphael.
Yes.
Oh, nice. Leonardo.
Yep.
Just keep it going.
Oh, Donatello.
Wait, who's left?
Cowabunga.
Michelangelo.
Yeah, there we go. Splinter.
Shredder.
There we go.
thought that the TMNT would all be in here.
Dead air. Is that a superhero?
Probably. Dead air. No.
Probably.
I think I'm out. I keep trying to get out, but okay. I keep getting pulled back.
Okay, let's be me and Drew.
You okay with that?
Yeah.
All right. Can I do one that is canon to our podcast?
Probably. Do you think that Shane would allow it?
Because I want it to be Banana Boy.
Okay, we'll do it.
Okay.
And then Quake, who is an Inhuman.
Okay. Oh, guys, back to me. My timing is off. Green Lantern.
Yep. Star Brand.
Yeah, my timing is all thrown off now. I'm about to be out.
If I can think of one, I'll jump back.
Okay,
in.
Yep. Okay. Has anybody said Vision?
Yes.
Yeah.
Has anybody said Mr. Miracle?
Yes.
Dang it.
No.
Oh, okay, Mr. Miracle.
Oh.
Viv.
The Thing.
Yeah. Big Barda.
Yep. Thanos.
Doctor Strange.
Yep.
Heavy Flow.
I don't know who that is.
Don't look it up.
Adam Strange.
Yes. The ancient one.
Adam Warlock.
Mm, yep. Nice. Oh God, what's that one dude? Etrigan.
Yep.
The demon.
Rocket Raccoon.
Groot.
The Phantom yep. Stranger.
And finally.
What? This is the 100th?
Why can't I think of anybody? Iceman.
Wow.
We finished?
Oh God, stop the timer.
Six minutes and 45 seconds.
Yeah, 6:45 with a lot of dead air.
Cut out the dead air.
Is that okay with you, Shane? Did we let you down?
Do 101 superheroes. We can cover it just in case. We've got Supergirl.
I said Supergirl.
Oh, we've got Hal Jordan, Green Lantern.
Superwoman. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because when I said Green Lantern, I was thinking John Stewart.
Yeah. John Jordan is in case. Cool. That was fun and challenging, and I'm sweating now.
It's like whenever I was getting bullied at recess, and a kid would like knock me down on the ground and take his knuckle and bang me in the sternum and say, "Name three cereals."
Yeah.
And you're just like,
you know, that's how they get jumped into the Proud Boys.
I wouldn't be surprised if this guy is a Proud Boy.
I want you to reach out to us and yell loudly if you're like, they only got 90. He just can't count. Or they used triples. They said Iron Man three times. Sorry.
Well,
let us know. You have to interact with us and join the Discord.
Yeah. Well, that's 100 episodes. Here's to 100 more.
Oh, yeah. Many more. And lots of cool projects coming up. We're going to carry on with Alex and Drew Rank the MCU. Our Alex and Drew Rank the New 52 is still being worked on. Drew has done a great job of curating like a big chunk of the front end of the
there's
list.
There's just so much of it.
Oh, there's a ton.
I have an honest question. I'm asking our fans. Mm-hmm. Those of you who are actually interested in the New 52, like wanting to get a jumping on point for the DC universe.
Yep.
How important is it to you that we cover literally everything on the podcast? Because I think that if I were to go through and start reading these, there would probably be some that I'm like, this is inconsequential.
Yeah.
Do you want us to cover those, you know, literally everything that came out? Or are you okay with us maybe getting a couple months ahead and realizing this is not that important? So we'll just cover it in 30 seconds or what? Just let us know. Like,
yep.
Are you a completionist?
Yep. So that's all I got. Anything else, fellas?
Nope.
Cool. Okay. It's been a pleasure. 100 episodes. Can't wait to do it more. We'll see you all next time on the Two Man Comic Book Club podcast. Bye.
Did we ever say Captain America?
Two Man Comic Book Club podcast is hosted by Alex Miller and Drew Morris. Our graphic and logo work is done by Tessa Price, and our original compositions and theme music were composed by Drew Morris.
Did we ever say those two?
No.
Wow. We left off Captain America. And the Hulk. What a wonderful tag, everybody. Thanks for 100 episodes.